after Mickey's message this morning, but we're blessed to have your ministry, and we thank God for what Camp Money's doing in New Zealand.
Thank you. Awesome. Such a privilege to be here today. Tēnā koutou. Tēnā koutou. Tēnā tātou katoa. Good morning. I'm excited to talk to you about not only God's heart for the poor, but a little bit about CAP as well this morning. So let's open in a word of prayer, because we don't want my words, we want the Father's words, don't we? Gracious Lord, I do thank you for today. I thank you for this family. Father, I love it when I get to see my extended church family face to face. So thank you for expanding my borders. Thank you for including me in this worship service. I pray, Father, that today you will just help me deliver your heart. Father, that you will take me out of it, that you will be present, and we will hear what we need to hear. Father, I pray that the words that need to sink deep will sink deep. We do love you, Jesus, and it's in your Son's precious name we pray. Amen. I don't know about you. Do you have anything that kind of impressed on you as a child? Those tend to be the ones that stick with us, aren't they? When I was 7, my very normal, middle-class American family moved from Midwest America to Johannesburg, South Africa, a city of 12 million people in the last 10 years of apartheid. That was quite a shock to the system. It really was. I went from quite a normal little girl to a privileged white girl in the space of a plane ride. Johannesburg is a city of about 12 million people, and apartheid, for those of you who don't know, was simply laws set up dividing people by the skin of the colour of their skin. And so Monday to Friday, I lived that middle class life. And on the weekends, I spent it in the townships surrounding Johannesburg. So Eldorado Park, Soweto, Katlehong. And they were the friends of my heart. I had school friends, but these were the friends that I did life with. And I got a front row seat to poverty. What it looks like, how it feels. Those children, friends, lived a very different life than I did. There's nothing fair about poverty. There's nothing nice about poverty. As we grew into our teen years, I noticed something else. I noticed the impact that Jesus has in community, especially in the community where poverty is prevalent. The hope that he brings, even when the circumstances aren't exactly what you want them to be. That's the reality, isn't it? We talk about poverty in terms of numbers and policy and being accountable, and we do need to do that. But the truth is, poverty is about people. It's about people who have fought for years to make ends meet and always come up short. It's about mums and dads who are doing really well and then redundancy or illness strikes and it spirals out of control before they can get a hold of it. It's people who have been caught in generational addiction and poverty, unemployment. There's a heaviness that comes with poverty, a darkness that makes it hard to see your way out. Poverty oppresses and it isolates. It distorts the truth and it whispers lies. Poverty says you should be ashamed of yourself for not being able to provide. You have no value. Nobody cares. In fact, 65% of our CAP clients cite poverty, specifically debt, a reason that they stayed away from people. Half of them could not provide 3 meals a day for their children. And 60% cited that not only did poverty and debt cause arguments in their relationships, but full relationship breakdown. And as hard as it is to hear, 1 in 3 of those who call CAP for help have either contemplated or attempted suicide before they reach that point. It's a sobering picture, isn't it? On the surface, it really seems too big to handle. And I don't know about you, but when I come across things that are too big for me to handle, I go straight to the Word. Yeah? So let's have a look at what Jesus did when someone reached out for help. We're going to turn to the Gospel of Mark this morning, chapter 10. If you're an old-fashioned crew, you can open up those paper Bibles. Otherwise, I like a YouVersion when I forget to bring mine. Mark chapter 10, starting with verse 46, and we're going to read through to the end of that chapter. Then they came to Jericho as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man named Bartimaeus, that is the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, get on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," Jesus said, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Here's Jesus at the height of his ministry, on his way to Jerusalem, where he will make his triumphal entry before dying on a cross. He's followed by a great multitude of people. There would have been thousands in the crowd, singing, talking, laughing, having a wonderful time. What a party atmosphere. There was a buzz in the air as they passed through Jericho. And then there's Bartimaeus. Chances are he's been blind since birth. He would have heard of this Jesus that heals the blind and sets captives free. And so he cries out. I imagine it was a deep cry, carrying a bit of anguish, a bit of desperation. Amidst all the people, Jesus stops. He listens, and he responds to Bartimaeus' cry. This is the story time and time again in the gospel. Jesus responds to people's cry for help. He sees past their shame, past their physical disabilities, past societal expectations. He sees them through the eyes of love and mercy. And then he meets their needs. For Bartimaeus, he gave him sight and increased his faith. For others, he gave healing, forgiveness, redemption. Now, contrast his response with those in the crowd telling Bartimaeus to be quiet. I imagine many of them knew him. They'd walked past him day after day. Perhaps they were a little bit frustrated that he was so loud. There he goes again, Bartimaeus. Maybe it was just too hard to deal with. His situation was messy and just a little bit too complicated and hopeless. Maybe they thought they were being helpful. I mean, the Messiah was really busy. He had an agenda, and so they were helping the Messiah. The crowd's reaction can be a real challenge for me. I don't want to be one of the crowd, ignoring the cries of those who are in need. And I think sometimes, in the busyness of life, it's all too easy. You see, in the story of Bartimaeus, we see that Jesus answers the cries of those in need, and he gives us a simple but profound model to follow. You stop, listen, ask their stories, offer physical help and spiritual hope. Some of these people will be people we see every day. Others will be hiding behind closed doors, hidden by shame and isolation. Some will be in your community. Some will be in your church. They might appear to be doing just fine on the surface. They still need people who will stop and ask them, listen to their stories, people who will offer them hope, and people who are willing to offer them help. It's why CAP is here. It's why the church is here. That's why you are here. Very simply, CAP Ministries provide a way to answer the cries of those in need right here in your community. It's a tool for us to be the hands and feet of Jesus right where we live. 20 years ago, John Kirkby started CAP. By the world's eyes, he had everything. And due to the financial decline, he lost it all. And a pastor stepped into his life and introduced him to Jesus, offering him that spiritual hope. And John thought, why not use what I know from the financial industry, the hope that Jesus offers, and can I too help people out from unmanageable debt? Thus started the journey. So today we offer five ministries that not only address debt, but the causes of debt as well. In 2008, when CAP came to New Zealand, a good 10 years ago now, we started with debt help centres. And they are reaching families who are in unmanageable debt. So the church partners work alongside CAP head office, who negotiates with creditors and builds those budgets to see a repayment plan that works for the client so that they can pay off their own debt in their own stead, walking alongside the local church. The next year, thanks to our work with debt help clients, we started CAP Money. It's a three-week education course that helps people budget, save, and spend well. And that's what you're going to have right here at Central Baptist. So excited for the new year as you step into CAP Money and CAP Money Youth. Then in 2014, we introduced group services. We went from debt relief to full poverty relief. We can't just take care of the money. We need to take care of the whole person, don't we? And so we introduced job clubs. So really looking at the person and the wholeness behind long-term unemployment. We introduced release groups that provide support for people battling life-controlling habits and emotional issues so that they can find freedom in those areas. Life skills empowers people to thrive on a low income and really providing those essential life skills for life. There are currently 77 CAP centres run by churches that offer debt help and group services, and 145 CAP Money churches. There are hundreds of CAP workers serving the poor in their communities, and there are thousands of people who generously give so that the most vulnerable in our nation can receive the free help that they need to come out of poverty and out of debt. At the heart of everything we do is the belief that every person has value, and that the church, this place right here, is where people experience the love of Jesus and the freedom that he offers so freely. This is where lives are truly changed and restored. This morning, I'd like to focus in on two of those list of five. I'd like to talk to you a little bit further about release groups and our debt help ministry. I'll give you a chance to get involved, to grab a free copy of John's book, and also to support the work financially. As I share, I want you to consider this question. How can I live as Jesus lived? How can I answer the cries in my community? CAP Release Group was actually developed out of our work with our debt help clients. So many were struggling with life-controlling habits and emotional issues like smoking, drinking, internet usage, pornography, anger, deep anxiety, insecurities. There is a high personal cost that comes from these long-term habits, often leaving people feeling broken and alone, isolated. It was 2 years ago that I met Dom, whose battle with both meth and alcohol left her depressed, anxious, and isolated. She'd even considered taking her own life, and as in her own words, she was on a really, really dark path. She actually started her journey in my life skills group. I'm a life skills manager at my church, and after a session of life skills, I put her onto a release group. And in that release group, she discovered something that she really hadn't expected, a community of people who were there to love and support each other. She shared that the community she became a part of and the constant support she received were truly phenomenal. Release groups are first and foremost community groups. The coach and their team provide a safe and confidential place where people can gather, share their struggles, support each other through the highs and lows of the journey that they're on. Together, the group works through course material, which includes topics like admitting there's a problem, developing healthy habits, setting realistic goals, and dealing with anger and unforgiveness. Through the whole process, the coach then offers one-on-one sessions with each member. It's a great opportunity to sit with people, to hear their story, to dig a little deeper, and to share the love of Jesus, which really is the power behind the transformation. For Dom, the combination of community, coursework, one-on-one coaching has had a transformational effect. She's been able to quit her drug use. Her drinking is under control. And even better, she's recommitted her life to Christ. It's a journey, and she's walking on it. Running a release group is a powerful way to address the issues and the habits that may be causing anxiety, depression, and shame. A way to share the love of Jesus in a very practical way and in a life-giving way. You have the privilege of sitting with people, asking them questions, listening to their stories, and helping them determine the way forward. If you'd like to know more about a release group, I'd love to have a conversation with you, so please stop and talk to me about it today. For the rest of the time, I really want to talk to you about our debt help, which is the first ministry that came to New Zealand and still remains our most widespread ministry and the one that we're really known for the most. It reaches people who are suffering in poverty simply because of unmanageable debt. People like Christina, a debt help client that came to us 5 years ago. She, like blind Bartimaeus, like Dom, was isolated and alone. She'd been pushed aside. She had nowhere else to turn. Hers was a situation many would call hopeless. Too hard to fix. Very messy. And it's a situation so many of our CAP's current 580 clients find themselves in. I want you to meet Christina, so let's watch her video now, shall we?
Being in debt is like being in quicksand. You know, once you're in, you just keep going down. As a mother, I did feel like a failure. The challenge for me every day was providing the simplest things, hair ties, socks. I had to weigh out if I was to buy hair ties or food. I was angry a lot over little things just because all I had on my mind was how am I gonna feed my children knowing that I have to pay so much debt. So the kids saw mummy quite angry a lot. It was a dark place. And for me, my answer for that was suicide. For me, it was like that could be a quick fix to the problem. The only thing that kept me going was my girls. Sometimes at night, when I used to think about it, I would just watch them sleep and feel that if I did do it, who else was going to take care of them? I was at a point in my life where I thought nothing was going to work. I've tried all avenues. I just went into a work and income appointment and they had the CAP brochures there. And while I was waiting, I thought I'll just take one and have a look and see what it's about. After looking at it and it said, it's free, you know, and I thought to myself, I've got nothing to lose. When I rang, I just told her, hey, look, you know, I've heard about your organisation. I really need help into getting out of debt. She just said, hey, you know, can I say a prayer for you? I said, of course. And while she was praying, I broke down. I felt like everything's been answered just through a prayer over the phone of someone I don't even know. After the first visit, I felt so much better. I knew that this was it. This was the path to the right direction. Someone's just taken the darkness away and just put some light there. When we finished our first appointment, I had Peter, he introduced his church, CCF, to me. And in my mind, I was like, oh no, here we go. You know, I'm not interested in the church. I just want someone to help me with my financial situation. Church is not for me, because I think with my past and being so depressed, I thought there was nothing there for me. It wasn't until walking to take my girls to the library and walking past Peter in the mall that he mentioned the children have a big party happening that Sunday and they'll have food and games and face painting and things. my girls, it sounded like fun. Yay, fun. To me, it was, if I was able to take my girls to this event, then at least that takes a little bit off me not to feed them because they'll be fed there. I just walked in with my mindset of, I'm just here because my kids are here. I went in and sat by myself in my own corner. I was sitting there and I felt so warm inside, but I didn't want to make it too obvious that I could feel something going through me. At that time, we're standing up and we're worshipping and there were, you know, calling people up, and I stood there and my mind was going, no, it's not you, you know, you're fine, just, it's not you. My body actually started walking towards the front of the church. As soon as I stood in front of the church, I just started crying. I didn't know why I was crying. And I gave myself to the Lord that day. After that service, I felt free. I felt like I was supposed to come here today. This is the love that I've been longing for. I felt so light. To me, nothing could ever take me to that dark place again. 26th of February 2016. That's a date I will never forget. The day I became debt-free. It felt so good. You know, your light that was so dark once is so much brighter now. You know, we all sit and we always say, you know, everyone should have a dream. I'm living reality of my dream. A few months ago, they have said, Mum, you know, we have too much hair ties in the house. We've got socks everywhere. We can't find pairs of socks. Some people will take that for granted, but unless you're really, really hit rock bottom, you will definitely understand where I'm coming from, that this here is a dream. Just being stable, just staying debt-free, able to provide, as a mother, to provide for my kids what they need in life is, yep, this is it. For each and every one of you that are out there that are supporting CAP right now, it has changed my life, and I'm standing here today telling you my story. So thank you so much. Till today, I'm still debt free and I love it. It's awesome.
Powerful story, isn't it? I've seen that video probably 50 times, and it makes me cry every time. I've had the privilege of meeting Christina, and she's a beautiful woman. How will they know unless we tell them the hope that Jesus can bring? Like Christina, our debt helps clients pay off their own debt. Through the process of getting their debt cleared, it takes 2 to 4 years average. CAP never pays a dollar along the way. Our team simply empowers families to pay their own debt within the income that they receive. We provide support on their journey out of debt. Since 2008, $61 million of debt and bills have been repaid or written off. 1,307 people have gone completely debt-free. Even here in Whangarei, you have debt-frees through the debt centre at Elim. Even better, like Christina, 1,049 people have made the life-transforming decision to follow Jesus. Their lives and their futures have been changed forever. You know, we look back at Bartimaeus. I love picturing him as he throws off his cloak and runs to Jesus. And Jesus asks, "What do you want?" He doesn't hesitate. "Lord, I want to see." And in that moment, he can see for perhaps the first time in his life. I like to imagine his joy, his celebration as he joins the crowd and follows Jesus into Jerusalem. His life, his story has been changed forever, all because Jesus stopped He asked him. He listened to his story. He gave him physical help, and he gave him the spiritual hope that he can offer. We don't have to imagine Christina's joy, do we? We saw it on the video. But for her as well, her life, her story has been changed forever simply because people took the time to care. One person prayed with her. Another asked her what she needed and listened to her story. One person invited her to church. Another shared that Jesus longs to restore her. And now she says the light that was once so dark is so much brighter. Nothing can take me to that dark place again. This is the power of God working through the church. Where poverty covers people in darkness, we as a church, we get to show the way forward. When poverty oppresses, the love of God brings hope and healing. When poverty speaks lies, we get to speak truth. You have value. You are loved. God wants so much more for you. Nothing transforms the community like the local church. People who are willing to stop and listen. People who are willing to ask for stories. People who offer compassionate help and the hope that Jesus brings. It's why at CAP our prayer is that anyone who makes that courageous first call for help will find it through their local church in every town, every city, every region, all through Aotearoa. It's our prayer that the church would be the forefront of social change in this nation. So what can we do today? How can we be a part of the answer to poverty in New Zealand? First off, you can find out some information. I'd like to give you a book. It's pretty simple. Have some forms on your feet, on your seats. If it's at your feet already, that top little green part, I'd love to be able to share stories with you like Dom and Christina. You fill out that top part, I'll give you a book. You can start with John's story, and then on the odd occasion, I'll send you an email or print about the stories of our clients as they come out. If you want to know more about release groups, come and have a conversation with me today. I'd love to talk to you about what it looks like to delve deeper and what it looks like to be a part of a release group. You're going to have CAP money here in the new year. I'm so excited about that. Be thinking about who you can invite, who you can bring along to CAP money. This is not just for you. This is for our community. It's a great way for people to get some practical help. And I guarantee you, I know your CAP money coach, he's going to share the love of Jesus with them in that group, right? That's the plan. Okay. CAP money youth as well. So be thinking about who you can bring into those spaces. Also, if you are someone that actually needs help, please don't hesitate to come and talk to us. Both Marcel and myself, we will point you in the right direction. You do have a debt centre here in Whangarei. So if you are someone that has been shamed and isolated, please don't feel that way. We're not here to judge you. We just want to love on you, and we'd love to point you in the right direction. Right now, CAP services cover just over half the nation. As we grow, we want to reach families in every community, from the far north, even further than this, to the deep, deep south. We want all of our communities in New Zealand, our churches in New Zealand, to be equipped to reach into the communities, to deal with poverty and its causes. All our services are free to our families, but they do cost to run. It's just the reality of life. We receive no government funding because we are unapologetically Christian. We will always pray with our families. We will always offer them the saving grace that Jesus provides. So can I ask you today to be a part of the regular giving and the work of CAP? Would you be willing to become a life changer? You'd be joining an army of about 3,600 others who regularly financially support the work of CAP, that walk along people like Dom and Christina in their journeys. The fact is that about 90 people will make that call this month, that first call to CAP asking for help. Will you be one of the people that walks alongside them in their journey? Any amount, $5, $10, cup of coffee or two. Anything you can do helps people on their journey to freedom. It takes three of us at $35 a month to walk along one side family until their debt-free day. But then I know that there are one or two of you that are in a position to do more. So giving $100 a month really helps us step into the high need areas where we don't have coverage yet, helps us to push into those areas so that families like Christina's, when they reach out for help, it is available to them. It's that same form. If you would like to be a life changer and come along the journey with us, it's that second portion. All I really need from you is to tick to say yes and sign it down at the bottom. Any details you have, you can fill in. Otherwise, my team will take care of you in the week. If you're young and hip and have a smartphone, you can do PushPay, CapNZ to 818. I had to try it so that I would know how to walk people through it. I'm not hip. But please remember, our heart is for the local church. We are with the local church. We are for the local church. So do not take away from your local giving. Give here first. This is above and beyond. In ways God has blessed you, we would love for you to come on the journey with us. As you consider how you're going to respond, how you're going to respond to the cries in your community, let's end with this scripture from Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do more than we ask or imagine, according to the power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. That power that is at work within us, that same power that was at work within Jesus, that ministered to Bartimaeus, the coach that ministered to Dom, the debt coach that ministered to Christina, that Holy Spirit is alive and well in you. He wants you to imagine and ask for immeasurably more. Let me close this in prayer. Gracious Father, I just want to start by thanking you for your generosity. Lord Jesus, even times when I felt like I haven't had enough, I have been well cared for. I thank you, Father, that I have known you all my life. What a joy. Father, I pray that you never let me rest on that, that I never stop reaching out and increasing my family. Father, I pray for this beautiful family here. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that they have whānau. Father, I pray that you just put an urgency in them to increase that whānau. I pray that you put an urgency in them to reach into their community, to see the needs and to respond to those needs. Father, I thank you for the blessing that they are. I thank you for the presence that they have. Father, will you increase it? Will you encourage them on to ask for immeasurably more, to step out for immeasurably more, trusting that you've gone before them and you have this in hand? Oh, we thank you, Father. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for your love and your kindness to us. Thank you for the stories that we get to share. They're not our stories, Lord. They're your stories. Oh, you're a good, good Father. We love you, Lord. Oh, it's in your Son's precious name we pray. Amen.